gospel power. Power beaming on the blue mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord, and all of his hosts. And thank you once again for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. That's right, my friends, you've not tuned in a moment too soon. As a matter of fact, get on the phone, call a friend, call a neighbor. Tell them that Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, is on the air with your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 26 years,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
Together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration broadcast ministry. Listen up, brothers and sisters, whatever it is you're going through, I want to let you know that Jesus Christ is still in charge. He's soon to come. And as you look around and see the things, as Bishop Townsend and Lady Townsend have been sharing with you, when we see the conditions that are rapidly coming upon the face of the earth, it lets us know that the entrance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is imminent. He said, when you begin to see these signs, wars and rumors of wars, pestilence in different places, earthquakes and divers things taking place, earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, all of these things, diseases. These things are showing us that the coming of the Lord is right around the corner. And brothers and sisters, listen, one thing I've heard people say, you can't wait too late to get your business straight.
Yes.
Amen. I've got to tell you, I know you don't like to hear it, but I got to tell you, ain't no such thing as deathbed salvation. You can't wait till you die to get it right. That ain't fair to everybody else that been going along this way. Praise be to God. But Bishop, he said, what about in the vineyard? Well, see, working in the vineyard and salvation is two different things.
I know that.
Don't confuse the two. Amen. Doing a honest day's work for an honest day's pay, amen, has got nothing to do, amen, with your soul salvation. Amen. Except you repent, the Bible says you shall likewise
perish. Yes.
Praise be to God. We've got people out there telling people that if they take their own lives, they won't lose their salvation.
My Lord.
The devil is alive.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Mm. Yes, my brother. Yes, my sister. If you take your own life, you are eternally damned.
That's it.
Don't let nobody fool you.
Mm.
Amen. That's to say that God ain't able to keep me.
Mm.
He done took you all this way. He done saved you. He done sanctified you. He done filled you with his Holy Spirit. And now he can't keep you. The devil is a lie. And if you listen to that lie, it's just letting you know that you didn't really have anything to begin with. That's why it behooves us, amen, to make our calling and election sure. The Apostle Peter summed it up when he said, save yourself from this untoward generation. This generation is constantly trying to take over the feeble-minded, those, amen, that are not solidified in the things of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On that note, Minister Mildred, you want to share a scripture with us, and praise be to God, you want to take us in prayer before the throne of grace.
Amen. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. Lord, that scripture itself, let us know who you are. You're mighty, you are mighty. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for what you've done. Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing. And Lord God, we just thank you this morning. Thanking you for everything that you've given us, Lord. We thank you for just being alive. Alive to say thank you. Alive to give you praise once again. Lord God, we thank you. We ask you to look on your people, even throughout this area, God, concerning the hurricane. Lord, it could have been worse. Amen. It could have been like in 205.
Oh, yes.
But God, you had mercy once again.
Yes.
Thank you for hearing the prayers of the righteous. Lord, we know it availeth much. And we thank you today, Lord God. That's why we can pray, God, and stand and wait on you. For we know that our God hears us and answer. That's why, Lord, we want to walk upright before you. Amen. We want to live a holy, a righteous life before you, Lord God, knowing, God, that you won't withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before you. And, Lord, we just thank you for this day. We ask you to look on the ones that are hurting. God, the ones that are going in to funerals on now at this day on Saturdays. We're asking you, Lord God, just be with the families throughout this land. Father, we ask you to look on the ones that are lonely in the nursing homes, the ones in prisons. Lord, we just want you to look on all of your people. So many need you, Lord, today. even the ones, God, that are haughty and just puffed up and just, Lord, have mercy upon those kind of people, Lord.
Lord,
you said that our fall going to intimate happen before it. Lord, we ask you to have mercy on
right
them
now, Lord,
and
Jesus.
Bless them in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Them, Lord, before they wreck themselves, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, you've given
Jesus.
Us a spirit of love. You've given us a spirit of peace. You've given us all of these things pertaining to righteousness and godliness. And we thank you for it, Lord God. Remember your people today, Lord. Help us all day long. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Well, we just thank and praise God for you, you, and you. And again, we thank God for all of you. Now, listen, immediately after this broadcast, amen, if you'd like to get in touch with us concerning prayer or standing in agreement with you or corresponding with you, what number can they call us at, Minister Mildred?
662-704-0630.
Amen. And we'll be standing by ready to take your call. Also, amen, I want to invite you to come be our guest. Amen. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, Senior Pastor of the One Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple, 111 Cloverdale Road in Natchez, Mississippi, where we have service every Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock a.m. Morning worship begins at 11 o'clock a.m. And listen to my brothers and sisters up around Vidalia, up around Faraday, up around Jonesville. I'm looking forward to seeing your face in the place. That's right. It's not that far. It's about maybe about 25, 30 minutes from Jonesville. So to my brothers and sisters up around that way, I'm certainly looking forward to you. And if you don't know how to get there, you can just call us for directions. Amen. You can come straight on down 425. And once you come across 425 and make your way across that bridge, amen, the rest is history. You can find your way right there at the One Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple, amen, where we believe in the power of God, amen, where we know God is moving by His Spirit. We're seeing miracles take place in that house, amen. As we said before, one little fella, amen, praise be to God, the doctors gave him up and said he was going to die, but the power of the Holy Ghost is a reality, amen. And to those of you that have loved ones that are sick, amen, Sister Brewer up there around Natchez, Louisiana, amen, we're still keeping you lifted up in prayer, knowing that God has everything in His control. And yes. Again, those of you, amen, you've been calling and saying about Bishop Townsend, the message that you and your wife shared on last week in Marriage and the Family. Many of you have been saying, well, Bishop Townsend, how can we go about getting a copy of that CD? Well, listen, Bishop Townsend is ready to make it available for you. Just give us a call immediately after the broadcast. I mean, we've had people call and they said, Bishop, you know what? We've not had people who'd break that word down like that to you. And, you know, so true that and we've been just sharing in Marriage and the Family how as husbands and wives, we can't let this animalistic character overtake us. Amen. We're going to touch bases some more on that again. But again, if you will call us immediately after the broadcast, amen, we will get your information, amen, and we'll make sure, amen, that you get a copy of that CD, because there are people whose lives are being changed. They want to live holy. They want to live right. They did not understand that, amen, what goes on behind closed doors is not just their business and their business alone. Amen. God is a God of holiness in all aspects of our life. Praise be to God. We've got to be holy even in our daily affairs of dealing with God's money in business and industry.
Yes.
Amen. That's right. Did you not know we just can't cheat people?
Mm.
Amen. You didn't know that we just can't cheat on our taxes? Amen. We can't help people cheat on their taxes.
That's right.
Amen. We got to help people know the truth and the sincerity, amen, of what's being done in the household of God. Amen. And so, amen, even the Hebrew boys, when they stood before Nebuchadnezzar, they told, amen, the man that kept over them, they said, look, we can't defile ourselves with the king's meat. We can't drink this wine. Why? Because we have made a commitment to God. And so is it even in marriage and the family. There are husbands and there are wives that have committed their lives wholly to the things of God. And they say, you know what? Sweetheart, I can't commit myself to those things no more.
Come on.
Amen. Honey, I can't do those things anymore. Well, why, baby? We're husband. We're wife. The Bible says that the bed is undefiled. But let me tell you something. Did you not know that even in their sacrifice, many of them were defiled? Why do you think God did not accept Cain's sacrifice over Abel's? It was defiled. It was not in the spirit of true righteousness and holiness. And so even our marriage, amen, in the sight of God, amen, can be warped. It can be distorted. But, amen, we want to make sure that everything is done right. On that note, Minister Mildred, anybody you want to say a God bless you to or thank you to or anything of that nature before we get into our message again?
I know we got some correspondence from some people, and you said you were going to make mentions of that last week.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, to our brothers that are incarcerated. Brother Ernest, God bless you. Amen. You know we can't take your call, Brother Ernest, but we do thank and praise God for you even attempting, amen, to get in touch with us. Brother Cedric, we got your letter. And to those of you that are incarcerated, yes, we are standing. We are praying for you. We want to let you know that we love you in Jesus' name. Praise be to God. And those of you that are standing in your walk with Jesus Christ, we want you to stay in the Word. We want you to keep on professing the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
amen, as your King. That's right. Amen. When I was in a gang years ago, amen, I was a king. That's right. I appointed other young men with statuses and positions in the gang. Amen. But when I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, then I began to take off my crown and said, there can only be one King. And He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. So those of you that have given your life, that's right, you've dropped your status in the gang. You've let them know that, I've got to get back. I'm no longer wanting to be a part of this organizational structure. I salute you in the name of Jesus Christ and continue to walk in the fervor of the Lord. Brother Cedric, keep on walking and let your brothers around you know that we did get the information that you shared with us. And those of you, that's right, those of you that are incarcerated, write Bishop Townsend, write Minister Mildred. Amen. You can write us in care of Bishop Kenny Townsend, 111 Cloverdale Road, Natchez, Mississippi, 39120. Amen. And I will let you know that I got your letter of correspondence. Amen. Brother Cedric, we want you to keep your head up. Brother Ernest, we want you to keep on walking in the things of the Lord. Don't give up. Keep standing with the King. Anybody else, Minister Mildred?
Amen. When you was talking about the King, my eyes just went down to the scripture, and it said, who is the King of glory?
Uh-huh.
The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Amen. And I just thinking, He is the true King, you know. The true King is our Lord Jesus, and we thank God for that. And a shout out to all the ones that is listening. We thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank God from the bottom of our hearts. To all the one out there in the radio land, we just thank God for you and just wishes God best on you. You know, we want husbands and wives to, you know, to live this life like God said we can live it. We've been cheated so long. Amen. We've lived beneath our privileges too long. And it's now time for us to do it the way the Word of God say do it. Amen. And we're going to reap the benefits thereof.
Bless the Lord. Amen. As Minister Midget was saying before, it's time for husbands and wives to understand the importance, amen, of even the ministerial call in their lives. That's right. We've all been bought with a price. Amen. And God has placed a structure. Amen. And that structure does not change. Amen. He made the moon, and He made the sun. Amen. And do you think the moon gets jealous of the sun and the sun gets jealous of the moon? Do you think the lake gets jealous of the ocean and the ocean gets jealous of the stream or the creek gets jealous? They all work in conjunction in the manner in which that God have them to work. And so is it, brothers and sisters, in our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And when we understand that, amen, even as husbands and wives, amen, it's a beautiful order.
Yes, it is.
Well, what?
I say, yes, it is a beautiful order. We understand that God made it, and because He made it that way, it's beautiful because he makes no mistakes. He know what He was doing. But that's when man come in and bring all of the dissension and all of that, you know, to it. But God meant it for it to be beautiful. He meant it for the man to treat the woman beautiful. He meant it for the woman to treat the man beautiful. But instead, you know, we listen to what Satan's saying in the world's point of view. And that's when we all get all thrown away, you know. But truly, God made it, and it's beautiful.
Praise be to God. And that's absolutely correct, Minister Mildred. God intends for husbands to love their wives as Christ gave Himself for the church. So He intends for a husband to do the same thing. And, you know, until you really learn that, until you really learn to appreciate that, amen, you can't really appreciate marriage. Amen. Yes, preachers that are up. Amen. Preachers that are up preaching. And I say this because it's disgusting. Amen. Because and you have to learn the hard way. Amen. They got other women working beside them other than their wives. That should not be.
Mm.
Amen. That wife should be right there with her husband in all things.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. When husband goes out of town to preach, amen. And wife's working a job, but he's been called out. No, you know what? You need to say, hey, baby, look, tell him you're taking a vacation. Tell him something came up. You're going with me. We're going to Dallas, Texas for this 3-day revival. Well, I can't take off. Well, they take off for anything else. Praise be to God. But when you get it back in order, then the marriage gets back in order.
Yes.
Then the household gets back in order. Praise be to God. And when we understand this, that the same thing it took to get that man, to get that woman, it takes that same thing to keep them. You can't change. You know what? When I was young out there in the world, we used to go to the racetrack. And this lady told me, she said, one thing you don't never do, you never change horses
in
the middle of a race. If you done picked the winner, keep that winner.
Yeah.
Amen. If you started fixing his food, sister, keep on fixing it.
Mm.
If you start bringing her candy and flowers, my brother, keep on doing it. Don't change.
Amen.
Amen. And when the communicational structure breaks down, that's when we find things begin to happen, Minister Mildred.
That's right.
But, you know, last week we shared something important. And, you know, we even got some questions. And some of the questions were like, Bishop Townsend, where is the scripture that you use to say that God does not want men and women performing oral sex and anal sex
mm-hmm.
on each other?
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, common sense tells us if there's a natural use,
there's an unnatural use
for a man and woman,
yes.
there is an unnatural use.
Yes, Lord.
Praise be to God. And so, brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is, and again, I will reiterate it and I will reemphasize it emphatically, amen, that God made your mouth to eat food and
yes.
nothing more and nothing less.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. He made your private parts for specific reasons, and
yes.
that is for procreation, amen, and for sexual compatibility between a man and a woman.
Husband
Praise
and
be
a
to
wife.
God. A husband and a wife. That's right. Not a boyfriend and a girlfriend. No, 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 no. No, you might be single, but God did not intend
right.
for you to take your body and to share it with another man or share it with another woman.
Right.
Amen. Here's something else. God did not intend, amen, for you to pleasure yourself.
Mm.
To my brothers and sisters that are single. No, God is able to keep you in all things. Praise be to God. That's why he said, I will send you the Comforter,
yes.
which will lead you into all truth. Well, Bishop, the clinical psychologists tell us that it's okay for them to do that. Yes, they will tell you it's okay. Amen. That's listen, that's the reason why we've got children taking their parents to divorce court.
Yes.
Because we done let the world dictate instead of what God's word has dictated. And as we sheepishly sit by and let these things happen, then they take advantage. Let me share how simple this thing is with you. When you don't understand your rights, brothers and sisters, and I'm going to bring it home to you this way. Some of you experience being taken advantage of even during this hurricane. What are you talking about, Bishop Townsend? As soon as they got wind that the hurricane was coming, they jumped the gas prices up.
Oh, yes.
In some places, 20 and 30 cents. Because you know what they say? You got to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And when you don't understand the truth of the matter, people will treat you any kind of way. They will inflict any kind of thing on you. Oh, but when you know your rights, then you want things to get right. And they had a hotline because these people began to do the gas gouging. And when you turned them in, guess what they start doing? They start arresting them. But that's all Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred are doing is arresting the demonic forces
yes.
that have made you think that you can live any kind of way in your marriage and it's pleasing to God. Yes, that's right. We're arresting these demonic forces that make you think that you can just do anything with your body and defile your body. Even though you're married, you can't.
Mm.
All things must be done holy. In the sight of God. Would you agree, Minister Mildred?
I know. And Bishop, I was listening, and it was ironically, and I saw something companion to that, how this husband wanted had been watching porn, wanted his wife to bring another person into the bedroom. You know, that's what I'm saying. All of these things like porn and all these things that are set up from Satan, it all the time it does to feed your spirit, this devastating stuff that's going to really destroy you at the end. That's pure adultery. Talking about bringing somebody in, and you know, and a woman that's supposed to love the Lord and know something about God, you know, you would never agree to that. You shouldn't. If you do, you know, like I said, they were very, very vividly of what they were saying is you're on your way to hell. You can't do that and expect God to have, you know, the blessings of God to overtake you.
Well, let's
just
let's bring it a little closer to home, Minister Mildred. to our listeners that are out there and probably think that you think that the bed is undefiled, mm-hmm. even between husband and wife. Minister Mildred, if you can just go back into the archives of your mind just for a few moments and remember not long ago around the Tennessee area, a pastor's wife killed her husband because he was making her perform oral sex and anal sex and wearing these hooker high heel shoes in their room. And she said she knew that this was not of God. Mm. But because he had got involved in that pornography and that spirit of lust had overtaken him, then he could not stop and refrain her from doing these acts. And she knew that this was destroying her.
Yes.
Until she just couldn't take it no more.
She snapped, Bishop, and then she just snapped because her...
Now, you know what Satan did? What Satan did was he took a bowling ball and he attempted to knock down two.
Yes.
With one bowling ball. But now get this, brothers and sisters. They let her out of jail.
Sure did.
Because they said the abuse that he was inflicting on her was justifiable for what she did. The only thing about it is that when the enemy gets to destroying your body through these lewd acts that
God
has not institutionalized,
that's
brothers and
right.
sisters,
that's
God
right.
has not done, as I shared with you on last week, our children are beginning to get this filth and they think that this is acceptable. They see it in movies.
Everywhere.
They see it in raps. Yeah. The rap stars, they just begin to depict women as pieces of meat.
Right.
They make them think that that's all they're good for. And then they put little lyrics in it to denote the body parts. Your body part ain't a lollipop.
Come on, preacher.
Brother.
Hmm.
Huh? You hear what I'm saying?
Man.
Sisters? And the girls are talking about it in their rap song. You know, this is not what God intends for us to do.
That's right.
Praise be to God. Amen. God does not intend for that. So, brothers and sisters, we've got to wake up and understand that God wants holiness in everything we do. See, holiness just ain't based on you giving tithe and offering on a Sunday.
Say it.
Uh-uh. Holiness is based on us living pure in every area of our life.
Man.
I shared with you on last week, coming from the book of Matthew, where it said when the unclean spirit goes out of a man or a woman, it goes through seeking trouble. See, the things that you used to do, don't think that if you stop smoking won't try to come back.
Amen.
Don't think if you stop drinking won't try to come back. Mm. Don't think that, listen, let me tell you something. If you stop being a homosexual or a lesbian, that spirit don't try to come back. Praise be to God. Don't think that if you stop masturbating, that masturbation don't try to come back.
Yes.
It all tries to come back because it is a spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And it is called filthiness of the flesh.
That's what it is.
But that's why the Apostle Paul said, I bring my body under subjection. Subjection to what? To the Jewish law? Uh-uh. There are things that we've learned in this flesh. And let me tell you something. It's not just a mind over matter thing. You must give holy over to the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Without giving holy over to the Holy Spirit, that's the reason why we're sitting up in churches, amen, where many of our pastors, amen, are involved in extramarital.
Say it, preacher.
Relationships, which is nothing but adultery, but we sweep it under the rug and say, well, just pray for the man of God.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why the Apostle Paul said, follow me.
As I follow Christ.
As I follow Christ.
That's
now,
it.
Now, it's not your job to come to the man of God and rebuke him of his wrongdoing. It's your job to get the flock up out of there.
Amen.
And to find you somebody else, amen, that is going to live this word and not just talk about it. See, it's not enough about talking about holiness. We've got to live it in every area of our life.
Man.
And then when we begin to live it in a wholesome and loving way, it transcends down to our children.
Yes,
and our children will see what holiness is between a husband and a wife. They will begin to understand that the benevolence that is really shown ain't something that is just talked about in the movie. See, in most of our houses, our children only get to see love in a movie, Minister Mildred.
My Lord, because mom and dad is not
doing it. I don't care how many conferences we have. I don't care how many revivals we have.
That's what I'm trying to
say. They only see love in movies when they're sitting back watching Love and Basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah. Or they watching Janet Jackson in some movie.
Yes, Lord. So true.
They only see it when they watch The Nutty Professor and he falls in love with Jada Pinkett.
Yes.
Do you understand? No, they need to see love manifested
hallelujah.
From the church house back to the house.
Praise your name, Jesus.
Praise be to God. And without seeing that love, that's why our prisons are full of young men.
Well, they see a lot of
full
love. Amen.
Of young women. Amen. Because they are looking to find out what true love. This is the reason why our daughters are promiscuous before they each reach the age of 12 and 13, because they're getting a distorted view as to what love is all about.
Amen. And sometimes the fathers are not hugging their daughters, and then the daughters be looking for love somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? The lack of fathers in the house, and then the same thing with the sons. They go out and, you know, it just really,
but
it starts with mom and dad.
Help me to understand this. How is it, now, and you help me to understand this. How is it if a woman has a husband that's cheating on her and she knows it, and yet she tells the children, but your daddy is a good man? Come on now.
Well,
come on. Now help me out with that, because as a woman, I can't see. That's just like a child who has a mother that's out there prostituting her body. Got a husband, mm-hmm. and she's out there prostituting. But then the dad goes up and say, but son, you know, your mama's really a good woman.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain good? Good in the sense that God wants her to be good unless she surrenders to God.
That's right.
Totally. But there ain't nothing good about somebody hoeing around.
No, it's not.
Outside their marriage. Ain't nothing good about somebody claiming to be a child of God, and they're caught up in promiscuity. They're caught up in sexual misconduct. And to the single, that's right. Your body is to remain single.
Hallelujah.
Until God blesses you with a mate.
Amen.
And God will bless you with a husband. God will bless you with a wife. Praise be to God. And when you really trust God, it's not that far off. But when you learn to fall so much in love with Jesus until sexuality is not the main function of your wanting a husband or a wife, then God will give that to you. Because when you fulfill God's divine purpose, and that I want a husband or I want a wife so that we can fulfill the mandate that God instituted and said that bring a godly children into this life, into the kingdom, so that they can pick up where we leave off at. That should be the primary focus.
Man.
But again, when the unclean spirit comes back upon you, you'll want to act back out those things. That's the reason why husbands, and I tell you this, and I tell wives, and I tell people that are even contemplating getting married, that if you are single, that you need to sit down and you need to ask yourself a bunch of questions. Why do I want a husband?
Come on.
Why do I want a wife? Oh, because I'm just tired of being lonely. Well, you can pick up with some friends that are godly and don't have to ever be lonely a day in your life. You can start a fellowship with some brothers and sisters. But now you got to be honest with yourself.
That's
because
funny.
If sex is the agenda, you're a loser already.
My God.
Amen. But Bishop, the Bible said it's better to marry than not to burn. Again, for those of you that are listening, you can marry and still burn.
Mm.
What do you mean by that? What happens when your wife is on her monthly cycle and you can't have sex with her then? If you're caught up in lust, then you're going to seek ways out to fulfill yourself. Husband, his back goes out. Now, wife, what are you going to do?
All right, preacher.
Well, that's when I went to the pleasure chest, Pastor, and I got me some toys to play with. Well, see, that ain't God either. See, well, love is fulfilled. It's just like, amen, just like when we go to church on Sunday. And it's strange. Think about this. Now, you're saying, well, look here. I had to do this. No, why is it that we love God and don't nobody meet us? They camped out at the church before we get there.
I dreamt that.
Well, you dreamt that?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me about it.
I'm saying,
Lord
and
Jesus. You see how God put things together?
Yes.
Yeah. See, we not camping out at the church.
Amen.
We need it so bad until, Pastor, I'm sorry. I just had to. I couldn't wait until Sunday. Ain't nobody camping out at the church to get up in now.
My God.
And yet
we're
saying we can't wait.
Yes, Lord.
See, love is fulfilling, brothers and sisters.
Amen. It can be. It's easily increased. In other words, you can wait on love.
Now, you done got me interested. Now, what did you dream about?
No. Basically, I was thinking about how we go, like, for instance, when Michael Jackson was in town and different things back in the 80s, how people was camping out, you know. And I was saying, no, why don't people come to church and camp out of the church? We can see a move of God. I tell you, we'll turn this world upside down. You know, if people camping out and just anxious to get into the church and just, oh, my God, what a time we'll have.
Okay. Well, I tell y'all what, those Glory. Of you that wanted to call for prayer, give them the number real quick, Minister Mitter. We got to go.
Amen. 662-704-0630.
All right, brothers and sisters, we'll be standing by waiting for your call. Amen. And we would love to pray for you and keep you in prayer. This is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. And for holiness. Praise the Lord. We